Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this wonderful word. We come boldly to the throne of grace and mercy to receive divine influence that brings about the perfect love relevant to these scriptures now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. I'm letting Danita sleep in, so she's not with us this morning. She's with us in the spirit, in dream world at the moment. I'm going to go run, so I'm just doing the devotions alone now quickly. Okay, so the word, our readings this morning is 1 Corinthians 15, it's 45 to 48. It is written, "The first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam, that's Jesus, became a life-giving spirit." So then goes on to say, so we see that the spiritual was not first. It was the natural and then the spiritual. And then with 47, the first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is of heaven. As is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And as is the heavenly, such as also are those that are heavenly. So yeah, we just see, you know, Jesus put it this way. He says, you need to be born again. Otherwise, you're just of the flesh, you're just of the natural, and you're not of the spiritual, and you can't enter the kingdom and see the kingdom. So that's the big thing. If we haven't looked to the Lord, we are still carnal. And everything that is carnal is outside of Christ, and it's not pleasing to the Lord. The Lord's got much more in mind for mankind. I mean, it's actually when we came, God had purpose for each and every one of us. The Bible says that we were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless before God in love. And so that's the heart of God from the very beginning. And we know the fall came in and that took man into the carnal, the natural, and even deeper in than just carnal, natural, into the demonic arena, because the devil came to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And he changes people into his image and likeness. So that's the horrible part of it all. But praise God, as we can see, Jesus came. And Jesus came so we could come, our sins could be dealt with. That had to take place. There's no way we can enter into the kingdom of God and into the plan of God with the carnal deception embracing us. We have to turn to the spiritual. And I just want to read this, what the Lord just gave me, that reminded me this morning again. And it's 2 Timothy 1 from verse 7. God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel, the good news. Share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. I just want to say, share the gospel. Share in the sufferings of the gospel by the power of God. And you can just look down in verse 14. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to us. So we've got to guard the good deposit and go through the squeezing. See the squeezings, but find godly answers. Because who knows the thoughts of God, but the Spirit of God. And we receive not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit of God. So as to know what has freely been given to us. So there's a lot of squeezings and suffering going on, but we need to just always turn to God and hear from him so as to overcome and to be a fragrance, helping and encouraging. Do not be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord who saved us and called us to our holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. So when we turn to the Lord and we look to the Lord, we are told to turn away from this world. You turn away from this world, he who loves his life will lose it, he who loses his life will find it. So you lose your life by looking to the Lord. And what are you tapping into? You're tapping into that which God has got in store for your life. And that's how we can be spiritual. As he is, so are we in this world. That's a wonderful truth. You know, that was what we were born for, what God always had in mind. And then when we turn to the Lord, we are restored. He puts out that evil spirit. He gives us a new spirit. He gives us a new heart. And he leads us now into the wonderful purpose that he stored up for us in heaven. And that's why fellowship with God, this is what we're doing this morning, drawing close to the Lord, is so important, because it prepares you for the day ahead. You're getting grace and mercy for the time ahead. Okay, he called not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. And that's why he says, you know, we cease from our own works and enter into his works. See, he's got a plan for us, and that plan is relevant to who we really are, the Christ in us, the implanted word, his workmanship, and it's relevant to kingdom realities that need to be seen, and we need to, together with the Lord, bring them in, shine his light, amen, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. So Jesus has abolished death, and it's now immortality, eternal life. That's what we got, resurrection life. So the big encouragement is that, guys, we're in the world, but not of the world. And so it's so important to tap into God, getting downloaded with his instructions day by day. He says every day is sufficient. You get sufficient for the day. And with that, you can bring in the heavenly things. You can start walking in the footsteps of Jesus. You are finding light, and therefore you can share light. And light is life. And not just share light. It says he who walks in the light as he is in the light, the blood of Christ will cleanse you from all darkness. So we stay concentrating on a good God that has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are not one foot in the world, one foot in the Lord. We are 100% in the Lord and committed to this. It's like a marriage, dedicated. And then from that dedication, then we are like lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So be encouraged, guys. Yes, the natural was first, but the natural is not the end of the road. God has spirituality in mind. He has the good intentions of a wonderful plan and purpose for our lives. And that's what we got to tap into. So we came home. We needed to come home because we were tired of the natural. We were tired of the carnal. And now we're taking hold of the spiritual. And we're pushing into it day by day. Amen. Be blessed. You are blessed. And God's got everything pertaining to life and godliness for you. So arise and shine. Your light has come in Jesus' name. Amen.